that Hassan would grow up illiterate like Ali and most Hazaras had been decided the minute he'd been born, perhaps even the moment he'd been conceived in Sanaubar's unwelcoming womb. After all, what use did a servant have for the written word? But despite his illiteracy, or maybe because of it, Hassan was drawn to the mystery of words, seduced by a secret world forbidden to him. I read him poems and stories, sometimes riddles, though I stopped reading those when I saw he was far better at solving them than I was. So I read him unchallenging things, like the misadventures of the bumbling Mullah Nasruddin and his donkey. We sat for hours under that tree, sat there until the sun faded in the west, and still Hassan insisted we had enough daylight for one more story, one more chapter. My favorite part of reading the Hassan was when we came across a big word that he didn't know. I'd tease him, expose his ignorance. One time, I was reading him a Mullah Nasruddin story, and he stopped me. "What does that word mean?" "Which one?" "Imbecile." "You don't know what it means?" I said, grinning. "Nay, Amir Agha. But it's such a common word." "Still, I don't know it." If he felt the sting of my tease, his smiling face didn't show it. "Well, everyone in my school knows what it means," I said. "Let's see. Imbecile. It means smart, intelligent. Here, I'll use it in a sentence for you. When it comes to words, Hassan is an imbecile." "Ah," he said, nodding. I would always feel guilty about it later, so I'd try to make up for it by giving him one of my old shirts or a broken toy. I would tell myself that was amends enough for a harmless prank. Hassan's favorite book by far was the Shahnameh, the 10th century epic of ancient Persian heroes. He liked all of the chapters, the Shahs of old, Faraidun, Zal and Rubadeh. But his favorite story, and mine, was Rustam and Sohrab, the tale of the great warrior Rustam and his fleet-footed horse Rakhsh. Rustam mortally wounds his valiant nemesis Sohrab in battle, only to discover that Sohrab is his long-lost son. Stricken with grief, Rustam hears his son's dying words. "If thou art indeed my father, then hast thou stained thy sword in the lifeblood of thy son, and thou didst it of thine obstinacy. For I sought to turn thee unto love, and I implored of thee thy name, for I thought to behold in thee the tokens recounted of my mother. But I appealed unto thy heart in vain, and now is the time gone for meeting." "Read it again, please, Amir Agha," Hassan would say. Sometimes tears pooled in Hassan's eyes as I read him this passage, and I always wondered whom he wept for. The grief-stricken Rustam who tears his clothes and covers his head with ashes, or the dying Sohrab who only longed for his father's love. Personally, I couldn't see the tragedy in Rustam's fate. After all, didn't all fathers, in their secret hearts, harbor a desire to kill their sons? One day, in July of 1973, I played another little trick on Hassan. I was reading to him, and suddenly I strayed from the written story. I pretended I was reading from the book, flipping pages regularly, but I had abandoned the text altogether, taken over the story and made up my own. Hassan, of course, was oblivious to this. To him, the words on the page were a scramble of codes, indecipherable, mysterious. Words with secret doorways, and I held all the keys.